Thank you, Jesus.
Now, there's something she said. She said about around midnight. My Bible translation said around midnight. I think she's reading from NIV. And NIV said around midnight. That Paul and Silas were praying and singing. There's something I want you to understand. He said they were praying and singing. Read it. I want to see what your translation says. Mine said hymns.
About midnight.
Yes.
Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
He said that Paul and Silas were praying and singing what? Hymns. They were praying and singing hymns. Now, when you are praying to God, you can pray in the spirit, which is the purest of all ways to pray. Because whenever you pray in the spirit, yourself begins to prophesy. You begin not just to, you're not just praying and interceding for yourself. You also begin to prophesy the will of God. Because whenever you are interceding for someone, you are actually doing the will of the Father. Are you following me? You are actually doing the will of the Father. But now it said that when they were praying at the hour of midnight, that as they were praying and singing hymns, you see, one of the reasons is that most times we sing to God, but it is just the flesh singing. The spirit is not singing. Elohim Adonai. You follow and you sing because you know the lyrics. But you are not actually singing based on what the content of the song is saying. Are you understanding? See, one thing is to pray. So most time, all we do is we come before God and we remanana manana. After we pray, yes, you are giving thanks well. But the Bible said that Paul and Silas prayed and they sing hymns to God. There's a difference. Now we know that definitely the prayer Paul will pray will be in tongues. I just know that for a fact. Because the Bible said, it said, thank God that I pray in tongues more than you all. So that means most of the prayers Paul always prayed is always in tongue. Because he said, pray in the spirit at all time. It was Paul that said so. Pray in the spirit at all time. So that means that whenever Paul, in such situation, Paul was praying in the spirit. But now, after praying, he was singing hymns to God, praising God. Can you be in such situation of your life and be praising God? Can you be chained, caged, and you are praising God? You see, the mentality that we have is that before I worship God, God must have done something for me. Before I am to come before God to praise Him, He should have done something for me. One of the questions that will help you, ask yourself, who are you? You see, if only we can actually come to God with all humility and humbleness, there's a lot we can learn from Him. Why should He even favor you and yet He's favoring you? Who are you? Who are you that you think you cannot be replaced? And yet His love is perfect. Are you following me? So when you are praying, sometimes we pray, but we don't praise God. And sometimes we don't know when to pray and when to fast and when to praise. And when to fast and pray. And when to just fast without praying, but praising. And when to just praise God. And when not to fast, when not to pray, when not to praise, when to just be quiet. He said, be quiet. Be still and know that I am God. That means there is a dimension in God that you need to be still for Him to walk. Am I in the right class? That verse explains to us that there is a dimension in God that the only thing you need to do is just keep quiet and watch Him do His thing. Sometimes we pray to God, then we take the action of doing that thing we have prayed to God for. You say, Father, I want you to give me money. Father, bless me with 50,000 naira. And after that, you test your uncle. Uncle, what about that 50,000? Automatically, you are not believing God to provide that thing for you. You are now trusting a man. If you ask me for money and you say, man of God, I want 20,000, please. I have an issue. I need your help. I need 20,000 from you. You are my only hope. If eventually I'm your only hope and later you went back to meet an uncle and asked, that means you lied to me because I was not your only hope. You see, one of the issues we have, it's easier to come before God and be honest. Some people are before God and they lie to God. Be honest. Father, I am a fornicator. I am a liar. Father, I tell lies. I hate people. I have envy. I have jealousy. I have hatredness in me. But I don't like these things, and I want you to help me. That is what they call an honest prayer. You see, one thing you don't know, most people don't know, is that when you are praying, God is not actually listening to your words. He's listening to what your heart is saying. So you might say a lot of things with your words, but your heart is saying only one thing. God will not answer those things that comes out from your words. He will answer the things he hears from your heart. A man can bless you based on what you have said with your mouth, because a man does not know your heart. God blesses you based on what you have said from your heart. And it is possible to come before God and empty your entire heart through your words. Is someone here with me? Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said something. The reason why this dimension, see, Paul and Silas, these people were operating in a high dimension. He said something that as they began to pray, and so they were not just praying, they were praising God and singing hymns. Now, when you say you are singing hymns, it means that, you know, there are some hymns you don't actually utter with words. You just hymn it. Will I use the word hymn it? Because I could imagine that whenever they will be singing, they will be shouting at them, shut up, you are making noise, keep your voice down. And yet these men were singing. There is a time it comes in your spirit self that when you begin to praise God, you forget that you have neighbors. Let them wake up in the morning and complain. You don't even care. After all, you are paying your house rent. Continue reading. I want you to get a point here, because most times we Christians don't understand the power of praises. Before you praise God, it means that you have received. So, and the Bible said in the verse we read that when you pray, believe that which you are asking God for, you have received it. So if truly I believe that whatever I'm asking God for, I have received it, the next thing to do is to praise God. So the first thing is not to praise Him. The first thing is to pray to God. Then the next thing to do is to do what? Praise Him. Believing that you have received that which you are asking God for. So some Christian pray, Father, I want you to give me an alert. Bless my business. Give me a man that will settle my home. And they now wait. He said, rejoice now. You say, why am I rejoicing? Automatically, you have canceled those prayers. See, those prayers are not waiting to be answered. You have canceled them. But when you come and you start singing, that is one secret about David. David is a man that can go naked dancing. You ask him, David, why are you dancing? He said, you're a king. How can you be dancing naked? He said, yeah. Look at this one. He don't even know what I'm talking about. When I was in the desert, I was just a small boy, being a shepherd, carrying sheep, and now I am in a place of honor. In fact, there is something about David. David was in the Old Testament, but he was seeing the New Testament. That is the relationship David had with God. In fact, David actually existed in the New Testament. He said, my God says to my Lord. That was a prophecy. That was a vision. He actually saw Jesus. He actually saw what the disciples didn't see. He saw Jesus in torment in hell. So he saw the life of Jesus and saw the crucifixion of Jesus. So David can sit at home and see the future. And he's a prophet. Are we getting blessed? So sometimes most Christians say, man of God, I've been praying for a particular thing. Why is God not answering? No. The problem is that God is answering. You don't know how to speak to Him. When you are, sometimes you don't need anything. You don't need someone to transform. You see, sometimes you don't need money to be happy. You don't need food to be happy. Sometimes you just wake up and you start praising Him. Clapping hand is not praising God. Understand this, please. Clapping is not praising God. Clapping is honoring a man. We have to mature to learn certain things. That is why certain things are not open to us at a tender age. There's only one verse that talked about clapping, and that was honoring a man. I'm not going to go deep into that. Now, whenever you clap, if clapping is worshiping God, then whenever a politician is speaking, people clapping are worshiping God. If clapping is worshiping God, understand, there's a difference between honoring and worshiping. If clapping is worshiping God, then whenever they are doing election and they call President so he comes and you are clapping, that means you are worshiping God. Clapping is a thing to honor, to just give an honor to somebody. Can you wake up in the morning and just be clapping hands to God? God dwell in your praises. If you are clapping and speaking or singing or prophesying, then it makes sense because you are giving rhythm to whatever you are saying. Are you understanding me? Some people spend so much, they said, after I'm clapping now, we are worshiping, I'm clapping now. Anma kunaka. You must know what is praise and you must know what is worship. Whenever you are worshiping God, you are emptying yourself to yourself. Empty everything out to God. You see, this thing limits us. Are we following? Can you read, ma? Please, you can read. I can amplify the mic. About midnight, Paul and Silas, we are praying and singing hymns. Listen, there's something important here. The reason why they said other prisoners, they want you to understand that they were loud. If they put you in cell, you dare disturb people, they will flog the hell out of you. In fact, most people, if you are put in cell, they don't sing. It's the time to cry.
What have I done now? When will they kill me?
It's a time to lament. Most people, whenever they enter into a challenge in their life, they begin to mock God. They begin to say, who is God self? I'm suffering. My family is suffering. Everybody's poor in the family. You don't understand that is your own prison. See, the Bible says something that there is a way out. The Bible is saying that there is a way out of this situation. Now, the prison where you find Paul and Silas is the prison of your mind, for example. It can be your mind is caged. When a man is locked up, it's not the man that is locked up, it's the mind of the man that can be locked up. See, your physical body cannot be locked up. Not when you're a spirit being. That is why someone can be in cage and yet find praise and hymns. Do you understand? If you want to laugh now, start thinking of joy. You start laughing. Have you ever wondered sometimes you sit down, jokes, you just think of a joke, you start laughing. See, physical is just being present. There is a thing that God has given to every man called the mind, called imagination. And in that imagination, someone can travel. So it's possible for my body to be in a cell, but my spirit is somewhere else, communicating with God. So the prison that Paul and Silas were in is not just about the physical prison. Their mind were prisoned. If you are prisoned for so long, you start thinking like a prisoner. That is what happened to the people of Israel. Though they were brought out from Egypt, their mind was still in Egypt. They were brought out from slavery, but their mind was still in slavery. That was why there was a shorter route, but God would not allow them. Because if those soldiers come, they will be scared and they will run back. Am I in the right class? Please understand this. If you are not careful, the devil cannot do anything to you until he gains access to your mind. I'm telling you the fact. The devil cannot do anything to you. See, you can be free and be in bondage.
A man can be walking free, but the mind of that man is caged. But God is saying something in the book of Acts. He said there is a way out. He said when you find yourself locked up in a deep hole where there is no light, and keep in mind, in whatever situation you find yourself, you're not the only one there. That is why, while in that cell, there were other prisoners. I don't really know if I'm in the right class. Whatever situation you find yourself, keep in mind that you are not the only one that is in that situation. And your mindset can also unlock other people's mindsets. Your attitude towards whatever situation you are can affect those around you. Are you understanding? Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please read. Pay attention to this. Read.
And the other prisoners were listening to them.
And the other prisoners. Now, these prisoners were also caged. They are called prisoners. That means these people have been here for long. Now, all of a sudden, their will has been broken. That is how a man will discipline you, your will will break. You feel like you are being under control. But there is something. A man can break your body, but a man cannot touch your soul. That's why God says, Jesus says, see, do not fear the person that can just only harm the flesh, but cannot do anything to the soul. But fear the person that can break the flesh, break the soul, and even break the spirit. So you can deal, the situation of life can affect my body, but it cannot affect my soul and my spirit. There's what they call a state of mind. The greatest asset any human being have on this earth is mind. Have you seen children that their parents are poor? Their great-grandfather is poor. But you see them at the age of 5, you see them laughing and smiling. And you are an adult. You have 15 million, but you are afraid. And these children will just remove their clothes and walk naked on the road. Mommy, what are we eating today? We eat gari. And they say, yay! It's the state of mind. They have a state of mind that this gari I'm eating is fun. And you don't see them growing with kwashoko. No, because even fatness is not by food, but by your presence of state of mind. That is why you can go hungry and still be fat. It's your mindset. A man can be fasting. That the woman fasts almost 200 something days in a year, and yet you still see his belly. It is not just the fasting. It's a state of mind. I am blind, I can't see. See, let me tell you, my joy will be that, see, do you know something? Those that cannot see physically are more sensitive in the spirit more. Because finally they have learned to discern even more. That's why you can walk past a blind man. The blind man will say, young boy, come please. Your name is Chisom. There's something I want to tell you. There's a place you are going, and you're wondering, young man, you are blind. How can you see? How can you see? Because there's an eye, even in a blind eye. It's called blind eye, but there's an eye. It's called a blind eye. Your eyes are blind, but there is an eye. And while they were praying and singing hymns, the prisoners heard them. Keep reading.
Suddenly there was an earthquake.
Oh my God. So before the earthquake came, someone must hear you praising God. See. Some people are ashamed of worshiping the Father. Some people are ashamed of praising to the Father. Some people don't even take the things of God so real. Some people attend church because if I don't attend, they will say I'm evil. Some people attend church because everybody's going, let me just go. Let me tell you, any day you wake up and you know that if you go to church, your spirit will not be connected, stay at home. But if you are going to church with a mindset that, if I go to this church, despite my mood, the Lord will brighten it. If you go, the Lord will brighten it. Because the Lord searched your heart. That the song you sing says, search me, Lord. Search my heart. If there is any evil way in it, brood me. You say, Holy Ghost, invade me. Brood my spirit. You are giving him legal access to penetrate your heart and cleanse you. But there's something about worship. Worship is the one thing that brings the glory and the presence of God in the midst of his people. So it is possible for us to bring the kind of glory God has in heaven while on earth. The Bible said that this earth is the footstool of God because it's so big. But there's something about, there's something called the atmosphere. There's an atmosphere that carries the glory of God. So whenever you worship, God cannot resist but be present. Yes, sir. He didn't say march Jericho round and say in Jesus' name. He said march Jericho round and shout. Shout is a sign of praising God. Shout is a sign of praising God. So, and whenever you see Jericho practice the principle, they walk around and they shout, foundation fall. These people sang and people around heard them and foundation shake. Aye. So whenever you are worshiping God, whether your voice is good or bad, don't care. God does not know the difference between bad voice and good voice. In the eyes of God, this young man is praising me. Whether your voice, you are going soprano, mixed with auto-tune or whatever, what God is interested in is a humble heart singing to me. So in that situation of your life where you find confusion, sing. In that area of your life where you can't habit enough, habit to an extent of a good atmosphere, worship him. In that area, when they point a gun at you to kill you, don't say, please, worship him. See, if you don't lose your life, you will not gain it. Until you come to the point that if my life is taken now, I am happy even. As long as I'm with the Lord. Trust me, when you come to that point, your life cannot even be taken from you.
Yes, sir.
It's so hard. Because you are afraid that what if I say so and the Lord tempts me? Can I stand? But keep this in mind that God will not tempt you more than what you can overcome. So whatever challenge that comes to your life, know that you have overcome it even before it came. Because God has seen that you have to overcome it. God does not tempt. But in the process of the devil tempting, God tests. Because God is interested in upgrading you. God cannot upgrade you until the devil comes. The devil is an upgrader. Without the devil, you cannot be upgraded spiritually. So the devil is actually helping you. God cannot tempt. If God tempts you, you can't pass. But whenever there is a temptation, God is seeing tests. So whenever God is looking at Chisholm, the devil starts tempting Choma. God turns his eye and look at Choma. Will you pass? And if Choma passes, God upgrades Choma and goes to another person. He said, do not pray that God removes temptation. Pray that God gives you the wisdom to overcome it. Because if God removes it, you remain a baby Christian for the rest of your life. Have you ever seen a child fall? A small child can just fall from a car. And you shout, Jesus. The child will just stand up and say, Mommy. And you're wondering what happened. Because the temptation makes you strong. The falling down does not break you. The problem, the reason why you fall down and you are broken is because you fell down and stayed down. How many times shall a righteous man rise? 7. So when you fall, you get back up. God that programmed your destiny knows that you will fall. You know you are human. But he made a small sketch in his planning that even though Chukwu Emeka Emmanuel Okeke falls, that young man will get back up. He looked at Job and said, Job, I know that Job will pass. So the devil can tempt. He said, Job, I want to show you a blessing, another dimension of me. But I, the Lord, cannot upgrade you, Job, until the devil comes. And when the devil was about to leave, he said, hey, have you seen my servant? Because upgrade was ready. There's a version of Job's blessing that has been upgraded and waiting. But Job cannot receive it until Job go through a trial. And that is why God actually lured the devil. It was not the devil that lured Job. It was God that lured the devil to tempt Job. And in the presence of that temptation, God rewarded Job. If we go to heaven, you'll be shocked in where Job is. Even in heaven, he's a billionaire. The billionaire is not in money. The billionaire will be in glory. If you get my point, if you get this point, if you get this point, if you get this thing, take everything you are learning here, build it, become it. We are not preaching to you just to entertain you. I have a lot of movie industry. We are spiritual industry. You have to understand this. And while they were praising, the head, the people around heard them singing, and automatically the foundation shook. Keep reading, ma.
And at once, all the prison doors flew open.
Automatically, see, I beg, read that English again. You get that? How many people understand here? Read that English again.
And at once.
No, be that at once. Go back small.
Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake.
Now, listen to that English. There's something we miss. It is not just an earthquake. Oh, do we have English student here? Violence. That means God was in a hurry to pull down the roof. If you read the book of Isaiah 58, there's something God said. He said, I don't want the kind of fasting you are doing. I want the fasting where you give to those who don't have, where you preach to the prisoners, help those in need. And when you call on me, I will come quickly. So if God can come in a quarter of a second, how much more when you believe in him? That's me before he said Jesus, before you complete the name Jesus Christ is present. Remember, God is not controlled by time. He's outside of time. So it is possible that even if you point a gun at me straight up and you shoot it, even if the bullet wants to leave, God can pause the time and take the bullet out. There is a dimension of this God. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. Let your life be blessed. You know why I love being a minister? If I preach the gospel and I'm done preaching, when we get to heaven, and you say, I didn't hear what the man of God said. God will not say, man of God, you didn't explain better. God will say, but he preached it. You didn't hear. And you didn't ask question. Our job is sweet though. Preach, drop my go. A minister of God must be present to preach the gospel. The sent must be willing to hear. See, if you see God as only a loving father, you will enjoy. That is true. But if you don't see God as a judgment, a God of justice, you will miss an atom of God. People always see the version of God that is so loving. God is loving. God is caring. But my brother, if you turn the other way around, if you see that God that is just, if you see that God that is just, it helps your life. And why they were, please sit down while you're reading. It's fine. Now read for me.
Suddenly,
a violent earthquake.
Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken.
Now listen, there's a difference between a foundation and the roof. I believe you understand what I'm saying. Now, what was shaking was the foundation. So the Lord stretched forth his hand and shook the foundation of the building. I believe that might be one angel just being like this. I just believe that. One angel just come and do. One angel passed. Thousands of people died. Other 5,000 people died. Just under. So I believe that angel was like. And the foundation was shaking. So in the situation where you find yourself, there is a shortcut to breaking out of that mind pollution. To breaking out of that mindset that you have. To breaking out of that prison that you are in. Prison is not just a physical thing, it's also a spiritual thing. Yeah. So, but there's a solution. When you pray and you praise God, you begin to check the territory. Have you ever seen where you have an issue? There is some depth. The landlord is coming on Friday to take your money. Today is Wednesday. Landlord is coming on Friday to take your money. They are coming on Saturday to accuse you of something you did, you did not do. Everything is happening. You just start and you say, Father, I know that my next week I will be in prison, but can I just glorify you? And you begin to worship God. A time will come, you are worshiping God. People will see you and say, how can you be worshiping God when by next week you'll be in prison? And you say, I just want to worship him. That is all I have to have. That's all I have to give to him. And when they came, the people that are meant to imprison you will come and say, I'm sorry, sir, we made a mistake. You said, no, you didn't make it. I'm the one that actually stole the goats. You said, no, you're not the one. The Lord spoke to me to give you the goats free. So I'm leaving you of that case, and I'm giving 50,000 naira to join as well. It's a place in God. You know, when I tell you this, most people don't understand. Some people limit God because they think that the only thing God can offer is a change. Just small change. No man that is great in this world that does not have any spiritual backing is either God is with you or the devil is with you. No man that is very successful that is alone. Even if you don't come, the devil will come and make deal with you. And if you're not for the devil, you have to be from God. There's nothing like I'm in between. If you're not for God, you are for the devil. This is, people have to understand it. If you're not with God, you are with the devil. You can't change it. You can't just escape it. You can't say I'm in between the thin line. It's not like a thin line. It's either light or darkness. You can't be in between. Are you getting blessed? And something happened to the foundation. And all of a sudden, the foundation started shaking. What were they doing? They were done with praying already. The Bible said, and they prayed, and what? They were praying and doing what? Singing. So it is not, no. They are done with the praying. Now they are praising God. And the moment they started praising God, their voice was loud, that those in captive heard them. So it is possible that you can be placed in the place. You can be in a particular situation, knowing fully well that you are not the only one that is in that same situation. But because you stood with God, other people will be set free. And while they were praising God, the foundation started shaking. Automatically, the gates of all the prisoners were open. Is that in your Bible? Is that what the Bible said? That the gates of all the prisoners, not just Paul and Silas. That is why a man of God can stand there and begin to pray. Automatically, as he's praying and worshiping God, something begins to happen in the families of people. Are you understanding? Keep reading.
At once, all the prison doors flew open.
I don't know why I love this English. All the prison door flew. That means they were not. It was not. It was. There's something I want you to understand. God actually wants to do something, but he's fighting for those to activate it. See, understand this English. They flew open. That means the doors have their own life. So they open at a fast speed. Just because someone is praising God. Then the next thing that happened,
And everyone's chains came loose.
And the chain of everyone was loosed. What did these people do that they received such freedom? What did they do? They were praying and praising God. All they were doing was praising God. Praising God. In every situation you find yourself, you must praise God. Regardless of how empty it feels, you must praise God. In every situation you find yourself, prison physically, prison in the mind, you must praise God. When the whole world is against you, you must praise God. And always know that you are not the only prisoner in that situation. There are others. But keep this in mind, that your own awakening and your own praising. Have you ever seen a young boy going to a family and going to a church and praying, and after praying, 17 of his family members receive a breakthrough. Who opened the door? One person that came before God. So right now, as you are here, I'm sorry to tell you, but you are holding so many people's destiny in your hands. The reason why some people are not progressing in life is because you are here. Do you understand what I'm saying? If Paul and Silas were not arrested, those people in prison would never know about God. So even in the midst of your calamity, it's a way for God to express himself. If God throw you into prison today, God wants you to preach the gospel in prison. If God allow you to face certain situation in life, it's not because God hates you. It's because God wants to change your entire life. Are you following me? Are you following me? I want you to understand this. Because if you do understand this, it's going to change your entire life. It's going to change your entire life. You know, we sing the song, we say, Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang, and what? The Holy Ghost came down. That is where we stopped. But most of all, did not understand what transpired. Paul, while Paul was praising God, there was a mark in the back of Paul and Silas. They were whipped, they were flogged. They were heavily tortured. But they stood and they sang to God. If it is you, you do one business and you lose 50,000 naira, you start blaming God for it. Father, you know that this place is not, why did you allow me to invest in it? You start blaming God. But you never remember that you never presented it to God even before you started. Why is it that we are so quick to blame God even when we don't... You end up in a particular business. The business, when it was going, it was sweeting you. You are making for 5,000, it was sweeting you. Put 50,000 and collect 150. It was making sense. It was sweet. You are investing. It was making sense. You put 50,000, they gave you 150. You put another 50, they gave you 150. Said, oh boy, this is the work. Oh. Then you say, you put 150. God is, all the while, God is saying, get your money out. You put 150. They gave you 450. Say they work. You now collected everything and borrowed 2 million and add and give and it's in close. You now come to God. You're a wicked God. Why didn't you tell me? And God is saying, what is happening? He said, didn't you see when I invested in that business? He said, what business? I was not aware. He said, if you're not aware, who was blessing me? God will say it was the devil blessing you, not me. The devil has a way of luring people. He brings you in. He gives you gari, you come. He gives you beans, you come. He gives you yam, you come. He gives you 500 naira, you come. He gives you 1,000, you come. He takes your soul. So in whatever situation you find yourself, Paul and Silas were beaten, flogged. They were in pains. But let me tell you, there's something I understand. This is not in the Bible, but this is my revelation. I understood it because I found out there is one thing about Paul. Paul could not be killed until he wanted to die. They stoned him to death. They believed he was dead. Because they stoned him, they were sure he was dead. They won't stop stoning you until you die. That's how they do it. They will stone you till you are dead. That's why they call you stoning to death. So they saw, they believed he was dead. They took him out and threw him away, and the young man got up. So why they were flogging Paul, I believe this in my own understanding, that why whenever Paul praises God, the wound heals. Do you get this? There are some situations. There are some situations you find yourself in life that just by singing, you start getting a peaceful mind. What is actually happening whenever you are getting that peaceful mind is your mind is getting healed. Right. Have you ever been in a vehicle worried about a particular situation? Then you heard one Christian song. You said, hey, I like him. The moment you start singing that song, you forgot everything about whatever that was happening to you. And whenever you come back to that thought is no longer strong in you. What is happening? The Lord healed you. The Lord healed you. He said, on the last days, I will wipe your tears. Whatever pain you think you have gone through, those marks are the marks that makes you victorious. Everyone has a scar. On that day, you present your scar. And when someone say that, fear me, for I carry the mark of Christ. That mark is not just a mark of breakthrough. It's a sign that you are battled in the warfare of God. Sometimes when you want to go to a war and you are holding a gun, yourself, your skin is fresh and all loving. You look, your skin is soft, and you raise a gun to someone and you look at the person, there is a cut of knife on his eyes like this. There's a cut of knife here. There's a bullet wound here. Before you know, your hand will start shaking. You are holding the gun, but your hand is shaking. What is happening? The mark on his body is saying that this man has seen death more than you have seen. So whenever we appear in the spirit, every challenge that we have gone through is like a mark of a Christ on our forehead. And each of those marks attract angels towards you. Because each of those marks is like a mantle. And whenever you stand in front of men and they see you, they say, this young man carries a mark on his forehead. And I recognize that mark. I recognize that mark. I know that mark. That mark was on Christ when he was whipped. That means this man has gone through the torture. That means there is the mantle of healing in this man. I won't dare this man. Because your mark is a sign of victory. Your mark shows that you've gone through this pain and you've mastered it. So instead of saying, Father, take temptation away from me, say, Father, if they are coming, give me the strength to know how to overcome them. Don't pray, take it away. Because I tell you the truth. Without temptations, you will not grow. Without the devil, you cannot be upgraded. The devil is actually a servant, a slave to us. The more he tempts you, the more you are promoted. And one thing about God, when you are tempted and you fall, he does not demote you. You stay where you are, but you must go through that same temptation. You don't just upgrade, you must go through that same temptation. Are we getting blessed? Because I needed to understand this. Jesus. Can we go? I want to read one more verse that will help you out here. Go to the book of Psalm 22, verse 5. We're talking about worshiping and praising God here. The power that is in worshiping and praising the Father. Are you there? Is someone there? I want you to pay attention to this.
Psalm 22, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame.
Okay. I think. Can you start from? Does someone have King James there? That's something I'm looking for. Just hold on before you read. Let me be certain I'm getting the right verse that I'm looking for. Thank you, Jesus. God, I don't shatter. Yes, it's verse 3, please. Read that same verse 3. Psalm 22, verse 3. Okay, I'll read.
Psalm 22, verse 3.
Now, pay attention to this.
But thou art holy.
Now, he said, but thou art holy.
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Excuse me. Who are they talking about here? Please, read a simpler version. Understand this. Thank you. Go with your version. I want everyone to understand this. Who are they talking about here? God, right? Do you know the meaning of inhabitants? What is inhabitants? It's like a dwelling place. A place where someone resides and dwells. Wherever you dwell, your ammunition and your weapon of warfare are there. Is that correct? Wherever you dwell, the riches and the blessings of whatever that makes you who you are is there. Now, can we for 1 second imagine where God dwells, how it looks like? Wherever there is God, there is what? Peace. There is joy. There is protection. There is healing. There is miracle. There are testimonies. There are uncountable blessings there. Is that correct? Now, read from your version, verse 3. Read.
Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One.
Now, he is enthroned as the Holy One. That means none is as holy as God. I've not seen what holy is, but when I read the scripture of how holy God is, it marvels me on how my two eyes is going to be able to behold him on the last day. I think if I'm not given a spiritual eye, if I see him, I might be blind. Even while in the spirit realm. I don't know. It's just my understanding. So I believe God will help us upgrade our eyes. Because I'm very sure, I'm very certain that if I see him, if not because he will wipe my tears away, I might cry for that infinity years. You're not crying because you are sad. You are crying because, Kai, this man is too holy. See, the holiness of God is not an attitude. It's a way of life to him. Wow. The holiness of God is not when you see, say, you are holy. No. There is something that makes a man so holy that the 24 elders kneel down and say, holy, holy, holy is your name. And if one of the 24 elders appear here, all of us will shout, holy, holy, holy. Now imagine them that are shouting holy to God. Read it.
Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust.
Now listen, you are the one Israel praises. This translation gives us that it's in his presence that God habitates in the praises of Israel. Is that what is in your Bible, King James? That God habits in the praises. So sit down. Whenever you are praising God, there is a dimension of something that happens. When you start praising God, see, it's not must that you get into 1 hour praises with God. But whenever you are praising God, what happens is that sometimes you meet God in a meeting place. God comes and inhabits himself. That means God leaves his presence, his throne, and habits wherever you are praising him. And he says something in the presence of his people. Israel are his people. So if I am not a people, in quotes, of God, he can't habit in my praises. And whenever you can't proceed, what it actually means is that even though I call myself an Israelite and I begin to sing, and my heart is not in what I'm saying, God cannot dwell there. Israel have I chosen. But thank God he chose us, the Gentiles. Thank God for Apostle Paul, who actually chose to finish it. Apostle Paul was able to see his entire life and knew that, guy, if I get married, my wife will suffer. She will not endure this thing. So I will become an Enoch. It's a hard sacrifice. He said, Don't you think I can marry like Peter married and walk with my wife to meetings and programs? But he chose it. It's a sacrifice. See, there was something that Paul understood, that in heaven will be entities. There's no husband and wife in heaven. No matter how much I live with my wife in heaven, she will answer her name. I answer my name. And Paul understood it's not about my lineage will finish. So my lineage, who cares about your lineage? Who cares about your lineage? There's what they call spiritual lineage. Find your own and join. And woman and even more. I must leave a legacy. Did Jesus Christ marry? So what? Why are you worried? Why are you stopped in this life? Jesus Christ marry? Why didn't the Bible says David said that they did not even care that he does not have an offspring? They didn't care. They punished him, killed him, and after he died, he became our father. He had more children than he can count. As I'm here, I have many children. Some of them, this teaching, they might listen to it in the next 50 or 60 years or 70, or even when I'm gone. And they say, this is my father. Kenneth Hagin is my father. He's no more. He doesn't know me by name, but I've seen him in the spirit. So, anyway, tribe in the spirit, when lineage in the spirit. Find your own and connect. I'm telling you the truth. You know, it's funny when people say they are getting angry for God. It's funny. I used to be like that, but if you really, really sit down and think why you're getting angry for, you find that you are foolish. No, just take time. Whenever you're upset, we go sit down. Write down why you're upset. Then write down the price of air. How much it costs. No, don't check how much it costs. Just go to call a doctor. Tell him how much does it cost for you to be in an oxygen for one day. Then check how old you are. then check how much you are owing God. So who should be angry for who? No, let's be honest. Who should be angry for who? God has every right to be angry for you because you are fool. You are fool. You are a fool. You are foolish. You are foolisher. There's any word like that. We don't check it. It's easy to say, God, you broke my heart. Man, why are you doing this? You are speaking English to God. People go to God and some people go to God, the only thing is they complain. That is why their prayers are hindered, not answered. God gives you a dream. You had a dream where you are driving car and you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Father, for this. Hey, and you call Nonso, you call Chisom, you call Mike, you call everybody. I saw myself driving a car. I'm about to have a car. I believe it in the name of Jesus. You pray for 1 week. If the car did not come, you go back to God and say, Father, why are you lying? How did he lie? How did he lie? He showed you where he has placed you. He showed you what he has given. You will bring it down to the physical realm. No, I love calculation a lot. Most of you that attend the business class on Saturday, you know what I'm saying. I love calculation a lot. We do calculation here, pure maths. Sit down, table it. You'll find out that some of us here are owing God no less than 700 million. Like this mobile energy. See, they owe God 1 billion or 800 million. Check how many months he has been breathing. How can he, you see, he's putting his hand on his head. How can he afford to pay? How can he afford? Jesus, thank you, Father. How can he afford to pay it? We don't check it. We want to lament on what we don't have. You are walking. You have legs. You are walking. Do you know how much it costs? You have eyes. You can see. Do you know how much it costs? And how dare you blame God? So people say, you know what? I don't believe in God anymore. I'm going to my sinful way. They go ahead fornicating, masturbating. Do we see, my brother, you're not doing yourself any favor. And when you are done with that, you now come be like, I don't want to know anything about God. I don't want anything about him. I want to forget God even exists. If you want to forget God, take your breath and give him back. That is what you see. If you want to reject God, reject everything he has given to you. Don't reject. You are still doing mommy tankuma, or you still have a house. You have not rejected God. Rejecting God is walking out. This word is created by God, ba. You walk out of the word. If they go to the space, they should not throw you on the air. You might be able rejecting God. And even on that air, where you cannot breathe, you pay for not breathing there. Because it's still God that created the universe. When the Bible said, I will be with you from now to the end of the time, you don't understand. Even if you throw me inside well, God is with me. I heard the story of the Christians that were attacked. Is it Kaduna or somewhere? They said they were coming from a vigil. They killed some of them. About 5 of them, bullet did not enter them. Some died. But about 5 or 6 of them, bullet did not penetrate them. Christians. The armed robbers ran. What a glory God will serve. So many are called, but only few are chosen. So while you go to that church, you're not going to that church to just sit and count chairs. Man of God, I came. That is not the reason why you are there. You are there to praise God that even when you are coming, even if they shoot you and you fall and you are dead, you appear in front of Zion. And the crown of glory will be given to you. If God says, let me be honest, this has come to me as a revelation. If God says, Emeka, leave the ministry, go into business, it will hurt me that I will not be able to preach the gospel the way I want to preach it. But I will find more favor in that place where God has placed me. So it's not about preaching from now to the next 80 years. It's about knowing when it is time to stop. Jesus preached for only 3 years. He fulfilled everything. So you can pray for 50 years and still not fulfill anything. You can still pray for 5 years and fulfill everything. Next time you see someone that say, I hate God, slap that person. Tell the person this. And after you are done slap the person, tell him to sit down. Check the price he's owing God. Do you know what it means to give God 10%? It means every day you should pray 2 hours, 40 minutes. Oh, you don't know. That is the 10%. So check how many years you have not prayed. How many prayer are you owing God? That means from now to the next 50 years, you are still praying to pay back your tithes to God. I don't like giving God my tithe. I don't like giving God my tithe. Give him the prayer, wahala. You don't pray, you don't fast, you don't sing, you don't worship. You come to church, you're an idol standing. People should be worshiping you now. Some people you are praying, you will tell them, close your eyes. They are opening eyes. What do they want to see? To know whether the man of God will do a hanky like this. Even as I don't do another, people say, what's the idea? That is the thing. Sometimes you are begging them to close eyes. Brother Mike will sit there and say, you are not a spectator. He's talking to you because your eyes is open. You see, some persons here are looking at me. Your eyes have been open throughout today. What is this still open when they are worshiping God? Brother Mike, the reason why is because they want to know what you will do. If I'm ministering now, put it in my pocket. That's what you will say. Something. That is the mentality. That Umar said he threw away his wedding ring because people thought the ring was his power. Look at that man, how anointed. How can you even think? There's some people you can't, your brain should not be able to think they are fake. But knowing something about a human being, they will always speak. So I want to open you up. In whatever situation you find yourself, be happy. Your church has 50,000 members. Glory to God. Your church has 3 members. Wonderful glory to God. Because let me tell you, there are some people that in their lineage, if you check their book in the spirit, God has programmed them to handle 5 million members. And you, God has programmed you to handle 10,000. But your greed and pride, you thought anointing is by crowd. You thought if you have more crowd, people will fall under the anointing. You thought if you have the crowd, in Aga, you put emotional, you know, some people fall out of emotion. Man of God, this man of God has been touching me. If I don't fall, I'll be like, say, the power know they walk. You don't need to fall for the devil to leave. When he entered, did he make noise? If the power of God come, if you are open in the spirit, let me tell you, that's what they call the slaying power of God. If they are worshiping, you're open in the spirit. If the power of God touch you, your falling still makes sense now. Holy Ghost! You are still, your falling is still, the anointing is catching you. Some part of you is still active. If anointing catch you, you will run with your head to hit this wall. Now, person will hold you. Because you open small, he comes, you lock it. God cannot, he doesn't force you. The more you open, he comes to you. So if you open up to him, oh my God. Oh my God. I have worshipped God in my house, and Kemeka fell under the power of God, and I was shouting. My wife was in the next room, was not hearing my shout. So God used something like shield to echo, cover the echo of the shout. So I was shouting and crying, and I was calling for help because I could not move. I was pressed to the floor. I made my wife be there saying, glory, glory. The husband is somewhere shouting, Yelumaka, the presence of God. So when we worship God, open up. Whether 1,000 comes to your account, I love him. Whether after worshiping, no one naira came, I love him. Whether after worshiping, I was not able to sell what I was supposed to sell, I love him. If you come to a place where money is not a problem before you and God, you will know how powerful God is. You will know how powerful God is. My salary is 10,000 naira, so what? Have you ever wondered? Have you ever sat down to calculate how much your salary is and how much you spend in a month? You find out you spend 3 times of what your salary is. How did those money come? There is a dimension in God. There is a dimension in God. He said something to Moses. He said, be still and know that I'm God. Sometimes we want to help God. Father, bless me. You want to help him. Sometimes, I say sometimes, you just need to be quiet. And just be quiet. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't even sing. Just be quiet. And all of a sudden, you start seeing some persons. That time, their heart start breaking. They start shedding tears. They don't know why they are crying. They can't say a word. But tears is coming out. And that tears come with so much joy. You want it to keep flowing. And after a while, all of a sudden, you feel like someone just wiped it. God just wiped your tears. But and you are not aware that he has wiped it. You try to force it, it's not coming. That is the time to say thank you. You just wipe the tears. We must be sensitive in the spirit. There are some times you are praying, God says, keep quiet and listen. And you keep quiet, the man of God is worshiping. You are just lost in the spirit. See, the man of God does not need to come and touch you or say, open your mouth and start praying. No, the man of God will sense that there is something happening in your life. It's a place in God. Carry that glory of God. Don't ever pray without worshiping God. If you are like me that don't know how to sing, play a song to help you up. If the song pushes you to a level, off it and continue from there. I don't know about you, when I sing, my voice sweets me. Not only to your own ear, you know the sweet. My own voice sweets me. I like to hear myself sing. Have you ever sang so much that you see yourself in a dream singing, you wake up singing? Has it ever happened to you? You wake up singing a song. You have entered a dimension of glory. It's a dimension of glory. Are we ready to worship him? Because whatever they will sing today, let it not come out of your flesh. Even if Michael sing out of his flesh, I will knock him. So if you see me knock Michael, know he's singing by flesh. Whatever the beating comes, however way it comes, sing. Enter in the spirit. Let people say you do juju. Go home. Let them say you do juju. You carry too much power.